This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Mountain communities from Steamboat Springs to Aspen could get several inches of snow tonight. The heaviest will be north of the I-70 corridor. National Weather Service meteorologist Caitlin Minch says a second storm could hit the Front Range later this week.
Your best chances for getting any flakes mixing into the urban corridor would be that Friday morning period.
CDOT is warning drivers to prepare for strong winds beginning late Thursday night. Colorado will require some insurance plans to expand coverage for mental health services. Governor Polis says additional coverage will help more Coloradans battling addiction and other issues.
Colorado is one of the first states in the nation to include an annual mental health wellness exam in the benchmark plan.
The new requirements will also include gender-affirming care services that help align a transgender person's body with their gender identity. The Colorado Supreme Court heard challenges today to the congressional map submitted by the state's Independent Redistricting Commission. Opponents argue the panel prioritized making the new 8th district competitive instead of helping Latino voters gain influence. But the commission contends it's unconstitutional to elevate the political power of a specific ethnic group that does not make up the district's majority. The state must have a final map by December. Windy along the Front Range tonight, blowing dust in Colorado Springs. It'll be partly cloudy in Denver, and we look for a chance of snow showers in the mountains. This is CPR.